Stop and go Miami-Dade, Dolphin eastbound between Northwest 37th Avenue and 95, about a 10-minute delay there. More stop and go traffic northbound 95 between Northwest 2nd Street and Northwest 125th Street. And in Broward County, disabled vehicle has the right shoulder blocked. That is 75 northbound right before 595. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
880 AM, The Biz. South Florida's only all-business station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Show today, we're going to have Kind Snacks on. We're going to talk about how she's helping, how Kind Snacks helps Lauren Book make the world a better place. We're also going to have my good friend Alan First on. We're going to talk about philanthropy and sports in particular. We're going to be discussing the upcoming Reed and Fiorentino events, as well as the upcoming Alonzo Mourning Winter Groove. And then we'll finish up with our UHealth guest. We're going to talk about the power of touch and healing. The stock market was up. Gas prices are down. We'll be right back with an absolutely super show. Wanda, it is all yours.
Better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
You only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News & World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. So you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK to learn more today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you have to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are going to start our philanthropy day with Kind Snacks. Kind Snacks is helping Lauren Book make the world a better place, and we're going to speak with Melissa Ader. She joined the marketing team for Kind Snacks earlier this year, and she's passionate about promoting the company's social mission of spreading and inspiring acts of kindness throughout South and Central Florida. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. First of all, thank you for all the delicious snacks we have. When I brought the box into the office today, all the guys grabbed one, so they love the food. Let's talk about what you do, though.
Well, it's good to hear that you're sharing the snacks. So. You're living the mission.
I am.
I'm local to Miami, and I have a marketing team here set up in Florida, really meant to bring Kind's social mission to life in Miami and also in Central Florida. We have a team on the ground in Tampa and in Orlando to really work with amazing organizations like Lauren's Kids and others who are also trying to further our mission of spreading and inspiring kindness.
Now, we all know about Lauren spreading kindness and the kindness that she does. Why don't we talk about the KIND movement for a second? It stands for kindness. What's your social mission?
Sure. So, you know, in terms of KIND, a lot of people, really many people know us for our line of healthy and delicious snacks, made from ingredients you can see and pronounce. But we really were founded on an important social mission that we call the KIND movement. So together with our community, we're really inspired to creating KIND acts through acts both big and small, and really finding people to celebrate in the community like Lauren, her doing the same thing. So one of the main things that we've done in terms of furthering the social mission is called the Kind Causes Program. And that's actually how we met Lauren. Each month we give out a $10,000 grant to someone making the world a little bit kinder. And so that's something we're really excited about that we started last year.
Now, does somebody have to be a 501c3 to submit?
Not at all. Anyone with a great idea and a passionate concept as to how they can make their community a better place, we're all ears.
Do you focus on just one type of social issue or one thing that things that people address, or do you kind of look across the spectrum?
It's definitely across the spectrum because we've been blown away as a company to receive applicants that, you know, span the whole spectrum from feeding the homeless to working with at-risk youth to someone like Lauren who's fighting childhood sexual abuse. The end really is not in sight for us. We love hearing different creative concepts that are really touching to that person and to their community.
Now, how did you meet Lauren, and what did you do with Lauren? What is your $10,000 going to be used for with Lauren?
Sure. So we met Lauren through her application for Kind Causes, and we were fortunate enough to actually have her come to our annual company meeting in New York City in October, where our company is headquartered, and she was able to speak to almost 300 Kind team members. We are all so blown away by her story and her mission and just her passion and drive for making this world a better place. So when she was awarded her $10,000 grant, she actually made a commitment to use those funds in forwarding her annual walk efforts for this year. So we're really excited to see that come to life through Kind support, and that the funds will be used from, you know, gas for her buses to food and supplies for walkers. And we're actually excited as a team to be joining Lauren on the portions of her walk that are within Florida. So we'll be out there in full force, ready to support her in Miami and in Orlando and in Tampa. And that's something we're looking forward to this upcoming spring.
Oh, awesome. Just so everybody knows, my Twitter page is highlighted and headlined with a photo of myself and my wife joining Lauren on her walk in front of the American Airlines Arena. It's one of our events that we look forward to each year. Now, what are some of the other groups that you've awarded gifts to and grants to, Melissa?
Sure. So we've really worked with so many different organizations across the country. There have been organizations locally like Lauren who have worked with children. We've had other people who have taken the grant money and taken a tour across a road trip, actually across the country in a van, doing small acts of kindness for people, whether that's renting an ice cream truck and giving out ice cream to kids on the street or giving flowers to others who are in need and just brightening their day. Really, it's been such an overwhelming response to the program. And we've realized there's so many great ideas and passionate people who are just in need of that first boost. So as a company, Kind is really excited to help them on that first step.
This is awesome. Who came up with this idea?
Well, as a company, really, it was a total group effort. Kind is always looking for a way to sort of innovate in that respect and obviously produce, you know, snacks that people enjoy and that keep them going, but also to take it one step further and use our reach and our influence to do the right thing and to help others who have a passion and a cause to see that come to life.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one I like better, pomegranate, blueberry, and pistachio, or apple, cinnamon, and pecan. I think I'm going to have to just decide by eating them all.
Well, variety is the spice of life, so, you know, we recommend a different flavor every day. Why not?
Oh, high five. Now, do you have another award coming up in South Florida this month?
Well, every month we award the grant, and it's really across the entire gamut. So we're lucky enough to have Lauren local, and we're excited to build that relationship with her. But every month, people are encouraged to go to our website at kindsnacks.com/causes. And on that page, you can either very easily apply for your own causes grant, or you can vote for someone else's cause. And the really cool thing that we do is when you go ahead and log your vote in support of a cause, you're actually encouraged to make a commitment on your own to commit a small kind act. So whether that's opening the door for someone or smiling at a stranger to brighten their day, every time someone logs on to vote for someone's kind act, they're encouraged to do the same as well. So we're really all about paying it forward and keeping that momentum going.
Wow, what a positive energy start to our show. Melissa, how did you what did you do before you worked for Kind? I mean, my goodness, you sound just like absolutely the most positive, high-five, and energy person I've met.
Well, I've been really fortunate to work in marketing for some really great mission-driven companies. So coming to Kind was a really natural fit, and it's so wonderful to be local to Miami. I was born and raised here, so having that positive local connection to our community and being able to know a lot of these great deserving groups that we can work with, not only to provide healthy snacks, but also to help them in a deeper level, it's really exciting for me.
Yeah, I know. We've gone with Lauren, and we've gone out to some of the schools with her and watched her really change people's lives. And I've got to believe that not only does your healthy food change people's lives, but your positive energy, pay it forward approach does as well. What can we look forward to in next year from Kind?
Well, that's 100% true, and that's actually something that we really believe in, that you know, you have to do the kind thing for your body, for your taste buds, and your world. So Lauren kind of embodies that, and we love to work with people who do that same kind of holistic approach to health. And so coming up in 2015, we have a lot of great initiatives. We actually are going to be furthering a campaign that we started recently around Art Basel. It was obviously a banner event for Miami, and we decided to focus a lot of efforts as a company on highlighting the talent and the passion that kids have for the arts, and how the arts can kind of elevate kids and provide positivity and kindness in their life. So we want to take that mission further, and actually next year for Art Basel, bring them out to the streets and have them share their talents with the world. So that's one great thing that we like to build around. And then really just generally teaching kids about the importance of kindness and having them find an applicable place for it in their lives as well.
Wow. First thing is to tell them not to play video games and TV, where it drives a bunch of that negative energy towards them. We've only got about a minute left, Melissa, so why don't you tell everybody where they can go to find more information again, and how they can submit for their acts of kindness and for grants?
Sure. It's very easy. You just visit kindsnacks.com/causes online, and you can go ahead and submit your idea, including just a brief description of how you would use the grant and the impact that you hope to make through the grant. And then the voting process begins, and each month we'll have that voting process where people are asked to commit to their own personal act of kindness. And, you know, we look forward to welcoming more people to our family in terms of dispersing these grants and seeing their amazing work come to life and seeing their dreams kind of come through in that respect.
Well, I'd like to invite you and your team to come into the studio one time and bring all this energy into our studio so we can send it right out to our listeners. I think everybody needs a dose of positive energy that Kind Snacks can bring to them.
Oh, we'd love to. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Melissa. We'll be right back after this with more positive energy on Positive Energy Day. We're going to have Alan first. He's with the group that puts on the Reed and Fiorentino events. He also works with Lawrence Kids and Zoe's Winter Groove. Lots of sports, lots of positive energy, lots of great stories coming your way. Wanda, take us away.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, everybody. Join me at Sun Life Stadium in a couple of weeks on Sunday at 1 o'clock when our Miami Dolphins take on their Minnesota Vikings. We're going to be stronger together, Dolphins. Join me as we become the Dolphins' home field advantage. There's a limited number of tickets for that game still available. You can get yours at Dolphins.com. Dolphins.com is where Dolphins go to get their tickets at the best price. Join me. We're all stronger together two Sundays from now at Sun Life Stadium when the Dolphins kick booty on the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. We are on Positive Energy Day. We started out with Kind Snacks, who's donated $10,000 to our favorite charity, Lawrence Kids. And one of the things I wanted to use as a segue into our next segment is that there's three things in human life that are important. The first is to be kind, the second is to be kind, and the third is to be kind. That's a quote from Henry James, and with that quote, I'm going to use it as a transition to introduce my good friend, Alan First. He has spent over 30 years working in sports and entertainment. Alan is going to be discussing the 2015 Reed and Fiorentino events. One of the beneficiaries of that is, of course, our charity, Lawrence Kids. We're also going to talk about Zoe's Winter Groove 2015, and maybe he'll give us a little feedback on what happened at Runweight as well. Welcome back, Alan.
Great to be here. Good afternoon.
All right. Now, listen, Alan, why don't we go with a retrospective first? Tell us a little bit about how Dwayne's function went.
Thanks for giving me some airtime the last couple weeks. It was November 18th, and it was really an awesome event. We had great media following. He and Gabrielle were in People magazine, so we had some great media coverage from the event. I think moving it into the season and having the player participation really elevated the style of the event, but it's certainly, again, it's partying with a cause because ultimately net proceeds went to the Wade's World Foundation and helped some great local organizations.
So one of the things that you do is you help the sports stars and entertainment stars here locally reach out through philanthropic endeavors. Have you found a lot of these sports people and entertainment people interested in giving back to the community?
It all starts with them. All I try to do is bring some professionalism to what they inherently want to do, and that's really our purpose. We're more in the back scenes, and we try to make sure their causes are brought up front. But ultimately, the athlete or celebrity isn't driving this cause. It's really not for us to do that. We bring a lot of added support, and we, you know, magnify what they're trying to do in the marketplace.
Yeah, so you project their energy then.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Now, up in the end of March, Tony Fiorentino and Eric Reed are going to continue to put on their Call of the Game dinner and their Celebrity Golf Classic. Looks like there's some sponsorships that are still available. Why don't we talk about this a little bit? I guess people can also go and sign up for the golf too, right?
Yeah, the best place to go is on the website, which is ReedandFiorentinoEvents.com. And the event this year is like 2 weeks later based on the timing and the heat schedule. So the dinner will be on Saturday, March 28th at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and the golf event at Turnberry Isle, Miami, which will be on Monday, March 30th. So in the past couple of years, we've had the golf preceded, but either way, it's going to be two great events. And, you know, we can talk a little bit more about our honorees and what's happening next year.
Yeah, why don't we do that? It sounds like you continue to get confirmations from some really cool honorees, and they'll be at the event. So if people want to meet some of these legends, they can do that at the event and play golf with them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about the golf tournament, we use both golf courses at Turnberry. You have 50-plus foursomes, and each one is paired with a celebrity, a former athlete, a lot of times retired Dolphin players, and we've had other, you know, Alonzo Mourning people participate in the past, so that's certainly an added bonus. And the dinner this year, last year we had over 800 people attend. I hope it's not – our top honoree last year was LeBron James, who accepted the Sports Legend Award, but he certainly brought out a crowd. But we're going to follow it this year with Dan Marino, who's been graciously accepted the Don Shula Sports Legend of the Year Award, which it's about time. He's following some great footsteps. And another recent announcement this week is Romero Brito will get the Ted Aronson Community Service Award. So two great persons give back in the community who were honored to be honoring them.
Oh, yeah. Romero is terrific, and maybe I should just wear my jersey and bring a Sharpie. Maybe maybe not, but I can't wait. Dan Marino has always appeared to be gracious, and I can't wait to meet him in person. Now, let's see. You've got the it's presented by Accordis and hosted by Seminole Hard Rock. So is the dinner at the Seminole Hard Rock, or where are you going to have the dinner?
Yeah, again, we'd like to bring recognition to Accordis International Corp. They've really stepped up, and they're going to be our presenting sponsor for both the dinner and the golf. It's hosted by Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which is where the event has been the last several years, and the golf tournament is at Turnberry, Miami, which is a first-class facility.
And I got to believe at the event, I guess the dinner is hosted by Tony and Eric, who anybody who watches the Heat game knows those guys can keep something moving. So let's see, what that's in March, and then you're also working with Zoe, right? You got something coming up with Zoe?
Well, Zoe's been my client for over 20 years. I've helped them start Zoe's, Mourning Family Foundation, Zoe Summer Groove, which had a 15-year ride and expired a couple of years ago, and it was important for him to bring, people have been asking him to bring some special event back to the community, so the Zoe's Winter Groove will be a first entree for him to have an event December 27th, 8th, and 9th, where if you look on the website of zoeswintergroove.com, you'll find all the details. It really kicks off on the 27th with the Zoe's Health and Wellness Family Groove 5K Run and Walk at Miramar Regional Park, which is really a community-oriented event. Then on Sunday, the 28th, there's going to be Zoe's Comedy Groove, which is tickets are almost sold out to Marriott Marquis, JW Marriott Marquis downtown.
What a great venue. And that's with the Def Jam guys, right? The Def Comedy guys?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure who the lineup is this year, but I know there's only a few tickets remaining. And then on Monday, there's Zoe's Hall of Fame Groove, which, as everyone knows, Zoe got inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame this past summer, and which is obviously a truly great honor. And the golf tournament's at Turnberry Isle, Miami. And I understand as of today, it may actually be sold out. So, but all three events are open to the public, and there's a great opportunity to meet Zoe and support his great cause.
Well, you know, since today is Positive Energy Day, one of the things I want to remind everybody is that if people go to Bloomingdale's at the Falls, they can shop till they drop, and there'll be benefits to Lawrence Kids. So please, everybody here in South Florida, go down to the Falls, go to Bloomingdale's, shop till you drop for Lauren. We're going to have some great use of those funds with Lauren. Now, Alan, let's talk a minute. We've talked about philanthropy. We've talked about the events that are coming up. How did you get involved with all this? You're doing this for other people, but if you don't project and have the same positive drive, it's just not going to work. How'd you get involved with helping these celebrities promote and present their philanthropic side?
It's, a combination of things. I'm an attorney, a CPA by professional background, so I've always been involved in the business of sports and entertainment, both someone who's managed a lot of these professional athletes as their financial advisor, and then through different sets of circumstances, I help several guys set up their own foundations, and as I said earlier, try to bring some professionalism, which what they do. And the great thing about celebrities and entertainers that want to give back is they have their public figures, and they have access to a lot of corporate doors that you and I may not be able to get into, and so if they can leverage their celebrity status, they can do a lot of great things, because people will, in our world today, flock to the who's who out there who's trying to do some things and give back.
Well, I know that you in the early days worked with Michael Jordan and Arthur Ashe. Do you have any good, poignant stories about either Mr. Ashe or maybe Michael Jordan?
Well, I mean, Michael has not enough words out there to describe both as a player on the court and off the court. I mean, he's been a genuinely great person. He is what he appears to be, and he's certainly given back in a lot of different ways and a lot of different factors. I mean, Arthur was a true definition of class in the sense that not only was a true ambassador of the game of tennis, but, you know, he was willing at that time. A lot of people are hesitant today. You see a little bit of what's happening recently where players willing to stand up for causes, certainly start up for apartheid issues in South Africa. And he was one of the first high-profile people to be diagnosed with HIV, which you know, was a big turning point when he went public with it. And certainly he got it through a blood transfusion, which, you know, a lot of people at that time weren't aware of that.
Now, who is we've talked about a lot of the different athletes and your experience that you've worked with, and I'm going to say accepting their current clients because I think they're all philanthropic. You know, we've only got a couple minutes left. Who is one of the more philanthropic guys or ladies that you've worked with in the past? We've only got a couple minutes left. I want to just roll on that and then kind of highlight the events again.
Well, I do think the poster child of philanthropy from an athlete point of view is actually, you know, Alonzo Mourning, because he, you don't have to tell Zoe what to do. Zoe's in some ways lived and breathed a lot of things that are become his pet causes. Obviously grew up in foster care, so initially Children's Home Society was a big beneficiary. Nowadays, as having kidney disease and a transplant, certainly that's another great cause. And certainly he's always recognized the need to give back and support the community through education and health. So you can't write the script for anyone better because he basically lives and breathes it, and he's so genuine and authentic in terms of how he portrays that. But there's a lot of great guys who have done that. I sit on the board of Athletes for Hope, which actually was founded by 12 of the most given back athletes: Muhammad Ali, Andre Agassi, Alonzo, Mia Hamm, Jackie Joyner-Kersee. All those celebrities, athletes represent talents on the field who have then allowed use that celebrity status to give back in their own respective ways.
Well, one more time, we've only got about a minute left now. Maybe we can go out. What are the websites and how do people get more information on Tony and Eric's event and also Zoe's Winter Groove 2015?
Well, website's the best way right now. When Tony and Eric can go readandfiorentinoevents.com, and then for Zoe's Winter Groove, just look up zoeswintergroove.com, and certainly that's the best place to start. Most information is on both of those websites.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. When we get a little bit further into the spring, we'll have you back. We'll talk about Tony and Eric's event. Maybe we'll even get Tony and Eric on the show. I want to thank you always for coming in.
It's always my pleasure. Have a great day. Appreciate you supporting everything we try to do here.
Oh, we must. It's absolutely extraordinarily important to our community, and if we can give back a little, that's important to us. Wanda, take us away. We'll be right back after a short break with our U Health segment. We're going to talk about the power of touch and healing back after this. All right, rocking and rolling with sports and philanthropy. And as we turn the half hour, we're going to talk about health and wellness. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873.
Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means that you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared up towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Stop and go Miami-Dade. Dolphin eastbound between Northwest 37th Avenue and 95. About a 10-minute delay there. More stop and go traffic northbound 95 between Northwest 2nd Street and Northwest 125th Street. And in Broward County, disabled vehicle has the right shoulder blocked. That is 75 northbound right before 595. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back talking about something that's extraordinarily important, and that's the power of touch. You know, doctors, quote-unquote, lay hands on their patients all the time. But do you realize how important touch is? Well, we're going to discuss that right now with Dr. Tiffany Field, PhD. She's the director of the Touch Research Institute in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Miami School of Medicine. We call it UHealth. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you work with the March of Dimes and several other companies and develop these alternative therapies to help kids.
Right. Well, we've been working with March of Dimes and Johnson & Johnson and lots of other companies to basically help any condition. And they range from psychiatric conditions to attention disorders, cardiovascular, pain syndromes, autoimmune problems like asthma and dermatitis, diabetes, and immune conditions like cancer and HIV.
Well,
we've literally done over 100 studies on these conditions, all at basically UM Med School and Jackson Memorial.
Now, everybody says, oh, you're not feeling good. Let me just give you a hug. That really works, doesn't it?
Yeah, no. If it's a good hug, if it's a flimsy hug, it's not good. But all of this is about stimulating pressure receptors. And we know this because we have done compare muscle pressure massage with light pressure. And the only thing that works is moderate pressure. The moderate pressure puts you in a relaxed state and leads to all kinds of biochemical and physiological effects. And the light pressure is stimulating and arousing and has the opposite effects. Mm-hmm. So if you have a good hug, that's good. But if you have an A-frame hug, not so good.
Now, how about kisses? How do kisses fit into all this?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, no one studies kissing. You know, it's very strange. I don't know if you remember, but there was a senator, Proxmire from University of Wisconsin, Wisconsin. He was a senator in the federal government.
Sure, I remember Senator Proxmire. Of course. I'm an old man.
No.
I know that.
He said we shouldn't fund studies on love because everyone knows everything they need to know about love. And I think kissing falls into the same category. I don't think any federal grant has covered kissing.
Well, what is the most effective thing that somebody can do to calm down their child?
Well, I think the most effective, just based on our own research, is to give them a little back rub. You know, hugging is good, but back rubs are excellent for kids. They just love it. Some kids love having their heads rubbed. And, you know, all of this is like predetermined because even the newborns tell us that they prefer having their heads rubbed or their backs rubbed or whatever. So you have to take the cues from the kid.
Now, it sounds to me like that the need to be touched then is innate. And you were talking about the sensors and receptors that are involved. What's a way to best activate those sensors and receptors, and what do they generate?
Well, the best way is like moderate pressure, and you can achieve that by getting a back rub, rolling a tennis ball across your limbs, fast walking, doing yoga, anything that stimulates the pressure receptors on your skin. You just have to move your skin. And what that does is it increases what's called vagal activity. It puts you in a relaxed state. So your blood pressure goes down, your heart rate goes down, your stress hormones are decreased. And because your stress hormones are decreased, you can survive immune cells. Like they're called natural killer cells, and they kill bacterial, viral, and cancer cells. And it also increases the body's natural pain reliever, which is called serotonin. That's the chemical in the body that reduces pain and also reduces depression. And it also reduces substance P, which causes pain. So there's a lot of good things that come from this. And it's not just massage therapy. It's anything that moves the skin.
So it's moving the skin per se, not this muscle stuff. So it could be just, you know, when I see my mom, who's 70-something years old, she comes over, or I go over to her house, I make it a point to make sure I hug her, I rub her arm, and I kiss her. She
yes,
says that the touching
wonderful.
Is the most important thing.
Yes, exactly. That is the best therapy she can receive. And she can do it to herself, too. You know, she can rub her arms and, you know, rub her neck. A lot of the massage therapy studies we do, We do self-massage. We teach people self-massage. So, for example, there was this doctor in Baltimore, Maryland, who cut a tendon in the back of the nape of the neck by mistake, and his patient no longer had migraines. So we said, okay, so the best thing to do to reduce migraines is to massage the nape of your neck, and anyone can do that to themselves. So, yeah, 58% reduction in headache days.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
That's absolutely cool, all just from paying it forward and giving out a little love and tenderness.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what is the best place if somebody needs to relax? What's the best place to rub? I mean, some people say foot. Some people, I guess, say like by their temples. What do you find has the most results in helping people get it back together?
Well, you know, we haven't really compared. We always massage the area that's affected. So if you have low back pain, we massage that area. If you have, I already mentioned the migraines, if you have neck arthritis, we massage that area. And I think, you know, people can self-massage those areas whenever they're feeling pain in those areas. So that's what we suggest. And like I said, people have personal preferences right from birth about, you know, if you're not having pain or you're not having any particular problem, you can just massage whatever, you know, self-massage whatever area feels good.
Yeah, I do that all the time, including right now I'm self-massaging because I have back pain. Wanda's self-massaging because she has neck pain. Wanda, keep it up. Mellow out, girlfriend. Mellow out. So, Doc, we've only got a couple minutes left. Let's say somebody, their child's acting up. They want to help their child out. They want to get their child mellow. They want to create the ability for their child to stay calm and relaxed. How do they get a hold of you and your team?
Well, I think holding a child, rubbing their backs, you know, of course you remove them from the overstimulating situation. But, you know, anything like that, you know, hugging and physical affection is great for kids. They love it, and they do. It is very calming.
Listen, all I can tell you is you may not have told me anything new, but you reinforced everything that I know. And it's great to hear, because in such a hard-driving, everyday world where kids are pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, it's nice to hear. Why don't you just give them a hug, let them relax, rub their neck, and generate that positive energy between parent and child, and between each parent as well, I would imagine.
Exactly. That's every family should be doing it to each other, because it's very, very needed and necessary. And it's a horrible thing that a lot of children are developing the same pain syndromes, like fibromyalgia and arthritis, that adults have. And it's just from stress.
Well, that's not good. We need to reduce their stress. And I can tell you is that I know it works, because my wife is suffering from very major kidney disease. And when I rub her kidneys in the back in the morning, it helps her system revitalize. And she goes number one like a racehorse, which is a miracle for her.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's the most beautiful thing that I do in the day. And I want to thank you for coming on our show, talking to us about the healing power of love and touch. And I certainly hope that you'll keep it up and high five as many people as you can, because I got to believe that is some good touching too.
Thanks.
All right. Dr. Tiffany Field, PhD, director of the Touch Research Institute at the Department of Pediatrics at UHealth. Thanks again for coming on Positive Energy Day.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Wanda, stop rubbing. Relax. You are relaxed. Take me out. We're coming back. I'm going to editorialize about Paint It Forward and positive energy. I'm gassed up. I'm ready to go. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back after this.
You see a painted sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack. Love Shack, yeah.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, our friends at Warren Henry, they're part of Positive Energy Day every day. We'll talk about that in the final segment. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, and that's a lot of Infinities I've leased from them over the years, I knew each time I was getting the best price, because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage to add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
Miami. All right, Dolph fans. The Vikings are coming to town in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be there. You be there, too, because we're all stronger together, Dolphins. There's a limited number of tickets left for that game. Get yours today at Dolphins.com. It's where Dolphins go to buy their tickets for the best price. Join me live at Sun Life Stadium. Be part of the Dolphins' home field advantage. We're all stronger together. Dolphins.com. It's where Dolphins get the best prices on tickets.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm back. and I'm positive, and I'm paying it forward. Today's been Positive Energy Day. We've talked about Kind Snacks and how they look for kindness, acts of kindness. They'll help you if you want to fund an act of kindness. Kindness Snacks, awesome people, awesome ideas. They fund Lauren's kids recently. Lauren, you can go to the Bloomingdale's down at the Falls and shop till you drop. We need a lot of receipts for Lauren because they're going to give a donation to Lauren based on how much sales there are. So get down to the Falls, do your shopping, and help some kids. We also had Alan First on talking about Zoe's Winter Groove, what he does with Dwayne Wade, and also with Tony Fiorentino and Eric Reed, and one of the beneficiaries of their March 28th and 29th and 30th event is going to be Lauren's kids. So make sure that you do stuff in this community to pay it forward. And I want to highlight some of the people that I know that pay it forward. And I'm going to start with my friend, Tarek Maddox. Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. You see the pictures on Facebook of him going down to the Perrine and Richmond Heights Optimist Club. He is a role model for kids. He is the strength in that community. He's a wonderful guy. He doesn't get paid. He does it from the goodness of his heart. Another guy like that, Howard Fabian. Howard Fabian's the secretary for the NFL alumni. Their motto is caring for kids. You hear us talking about their events. Howard is one of the most pay-it-forward guys I know. Another person that pays it forward is Larry Zinn. You hear Larry on the show all the time. In fact, he'll be on again next week where we talk about how people can work with him and how it is a family over there. Larry is all about family. He's involved in the community all the time, paying it forward, extraordinarily important. The number one guy I know paying it forward is Ron Book. Ron is Lauren's father. He and Lauren have together changed the world, and they continue to do so. So I always want to give a high five to Coach Ron Book and ask him to continue to change the world with Lauren. And also the Marlins. The Marlins, we work with them. They have their Marlins Ayud in the hands in the community. It's absolutely awesome. We've had them on before talking about what they do in the community. We'll have them on again. And, oh, by the way, high five for all the moves the Marlins are making. Who knows how they're going to pan out, but boy, it makes it real exciting to be a Marlins fan. And let's not forget the Dolphins. You see them out in the community, especially during their season when they give away turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas. They help people. It's all about being in the field with the Dolphins and with the Marlins. We've done it. They're beautiful people. But the number one person that I know that's full of kindness and love and positive energy is my wife. And I'm going to take a couple of private minutes to talk about my wife. You know, it's been about a year since she collapsed on the floor with kidney disease, and she has fought back dramatically. She is getting stronger every day, and I must tell you that watching her fight every day for life is one of the most inspiring things that any person could be a part of, and I love her dearly. It is amazing to watch the progress that she's making, and I'll say it this way, with her doctors from UHealth. You know, UHealth is a sponsor on the show, but UHealth is another group that pays it forward. The people that work with my wife at UHealth are some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. People from Ashwin Mehta to Judy Wolger to the man himself, Pascal Goldschmidt. Everybody at UHealth that we have run into has nothing but kindness and positive energy. And that's what it's all about today. Kindness and positive energy. You know, we put the people from Kind Snacks on. And they talked about how they've given somebody $10,000 to drive across the country and hand out ice cream cones to kids that are disadvantaged. You want to know something? It's just that simple. You don't need to know the person to make a positive impact on their life. And there's always something that you can do if you look around just to pay it forward. A kind word to somebody, even in the elevator, the person that just cut you off. Be kind to yourself. Relax. Let the person go. They're a turkey. They're probably in too much of a hurry. In fact, the guy, you know, I got to the front of the line on traffic in I-95 the other day, and the guy behind me was a maniac. He pushed me so hard to try to get out and go fast. And, you know, all he's doing is blazing right in front of all the cops there. So, you know, I was kind. I let him go. The cops enjoyed it. They went after him. So, you know, sometimes being kind helps everybody across the board. You know what? I'm going to test myself. When I drive down Bayshore this weekend, I'm going to try to be kind to the people that are on bicycles. Hopefully, they'll be kind to me, and we can all get together. Because you know what? Kindness is required in Miami. I'm in commercial real estate, but you don't have to be to notice what's going on. Miami is getting more dense and more crowded. There's people from all over the world that want to live here, that have to live here, that are moving here. Industry's coming. And what we need to do is we need to make our culture better for all of us. We need to take a step back and be kinder. Today, the word is kind. Kindness. I want to thank the people from Kind Snacks for being on the show. Wanda, how much time do I have left? Oh, awesome. I have great time. I want to really editorialize about this. The most important thing that we can do here as a community is bring ourselves together. You know what happens with all of those big sporting events when the Marlins win the World Series or the Dolphins? That's right, I remember it. When they win the Super Bowl, or heck, we were all here for when the Heat won. It brings us together even for a couple of minutes. Well, you know what? When you're driving around tonight, try to keep that feeling in mind. Try to realize that the person cutting you off could be a friend of your mom's or your dad's. They may be somebody that's lost. Remember when you were lost. And try to be kind to them. The person that's on the street begging for money, a lot of times you need to be kind to them. They're in a tough place, either because they have mental illness or because they've had setbacks in their life. So pay it forward and be kind. It's really the number one thing. It's really the most important thing is to be positive, be kind, and pay it forward. And I'm going to read this thing again. There's three things in human life that are important. The first is to be kind, the second is to be kind, and the third is to be kind. That's Henry James, the famous author. But it could be anybody who's smart. Your minister, your rabbi, your priest, anybody. Your mother, your father, your best friend. Be kind to all these people. Pay forward with positive energy. You'd be amazed about how great the positive energy is that you're going to get back. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine for being a sponsor and helping us get the word out. You already heard me give a high five to Tarek Maddox. I want to thank him again. The CCIMs, they're giving positive energy out to the real estate industry. And U Health, they're giving positive energy out to everybody. Warren Henry Automotive, Larry will be on next week talking about the Dolphins and the Warren Henry family. Join the Warren Henry family. They're terrific, and they stand behind everything they do. We talked about Howard Fabian and the NFL alumni caring for kids. The Miami Dolphins, we all know what they do for our community. And the Miami Marlins, well, they're continuing to build their brand here and breaking out strong. Social media 305, Johnny helps me get the message out. He's going to be really boosting our presence on social media. I want to thank also, of course, Lauren's kids. And I want to thank the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But the most important person I want to thank is you, our listeners. Wanda, how much time do I have left? All right. Well, now it's time for me to thank our listeners the right way. The listeners are the people that are the most important to our show. There's going to be big changes coming up in 2015. We're going to cross the 300 show threshold. We've had 300 shows, and it's because of you. And I want to thank you. You gave us a shot. You listen to the show. You value what we say. We get texts. We get emails all the time while we're on the show, asking questions and giving feedback. You can go to our website. You can reach me on Twitter, at Jim Fried. The show is at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn. Eventually, I'll figure out how to get everything back up on YouTube and working. And, of course, Robert Pitts, our webmaster, will have everything up on our website. It gets lots of hits every week, www.freedombusiness.com. But the most important thing is to wrap it up with what the show's been about. We talked about Kind Snacks and how they reward people for doing the right thing with $10,000 grants. Go to their website, check it out, and do some positive things. I want to remind everybody about the things that Alan first talked about. The Reed and Fiorentino events coming up in March and Zoe's Winter Groove that's coming up at the end of this month. I want to remind everybody about the good things at U Health and how important touch is. The folks at U Health, Tiffany Field, the PhD that was on today, she brought it home. Just rubbing the neck, massaging, a medium-sized touch is just something that gets it going with people and helps them refocus and feel better. Try it on your children. Try it on your spouse. Try it on your parents. It's one of the most wonderful things, just rubbing their arm, rubbing them their neck, giving them a kiss and hug. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the webpage, www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next week. We're going to talk about the apartment market, Larry's Inn and Autos, and we're also going to talk about how to get some LinkedIn tips. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's all yours. The king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places and he was shot in a couple.